What not to do? Turning a club gathering into a forced church service? When a motorcycle club or rider community allows a worship service, one of the fastest ways to lose trust is to turn that moment into a forced church service. That happens when the chaplain forgets the difference between faithful Christian ministry and spiritual pressure. Let's start with the most common mistake, preaching too long. A chaplain may feel excited that a door has opened and begin speaking as if this is now a full Sunday pulpit. But a club-approved worship moment is usually not the place for a long sermon, repeated altar-style appeals, or a message that ignores the setting. If people offered you a small opening and you treat it like an unlimited platform, you are not honoring the room. You are overrunning it. Another mistake is acting like the chaplain now owns the space. Permission to lead a short service does not mean the chaplain becomes the authority over the whole gathering. You are still a guest. You are still serving within a setting shaped by the trust of others. If your tone becomes controlling, overly formal, or performative, people will feel it quickly. Another mistake is forcing emotional response. Some chaplains make the service too intense. They pressure people to bow, raise hands, repeat prayers, come forward, confess publicly, or show visible emotion. But wise motorcycle chaplaincy respects consent and dignity. A person may be listening deeply without showing much on the surface. If you force outward response, you may embarrass people and shut the moment down. Another mistake is ignoring club culture and relational reality. Do not speak as if everyone present has the same church background, same level of trust, or same readiness for spiritual conversation. Do not use insider church language without thought. Do not speak in a way that sounds like you are correcting the whole room for not being church people. Do not act as if the gathering needs to become something other than what was agreed to. From a ministry sciences perspective, pressure often backfires. When people feel cornered, they defend. When they feel respected, they often listen more deeply. This matters in motorcycle settings where trust is often slow built and easily damaged. There is also the mistake of using the moment to prove spiritual boldness. Some chaplains think being faithful means being as strong or confrontational as possible. But boldness and force are not the same thing. You can preach Christ clearly without being disrespectful. You can speak of sin, mercy, death, hope, and redemption without making the room feel ambushed. In organic humans' language, the people in front of you are embodied souls, not religious targets. They carry memories, wounds, skepticism, grief, and longing. A forced service does not care for the whole person. It usually tries to overpower the person. So what should a chaplain not do? Do not preach too long. Do not act like a guest space is now your church platform. Do not pressure people to respond publicly. Do not confuse intensity with faithfulness. Do not ignore the agreed purpose and length. Do not shame people for being quiet, guarded, or unfamiliar with church culture. Do not lose trust by making the service about your delivery instead of their care. A club-approved worship moment can be holy, simple, and powerful, but it becomes harmful when the chaplain forgets humility. Faithful ministry is not measured by how much room you take up. It is measured by whether you serve the moment truthfully, respectfully, and in a way that keeps the door open rather than slamming it shut. In motorcycle chaplaincy, a forced church service usually feels like pressure. A wise one feels like respectful presence under the lordship of Christ. And people know the difference.